In the Gospel we have just read, we read about Christ accepting Peter's confession, professing Jesus to be the Son of the living God, and Christ in turn telling Peter that he is the one who will bind and loose on earth, and God will bind and loose in heaven. As we all know, the passage from Matthew's Gospel is the classic passage about Christ choosing Peter and promising to build on him the church. In these days when so many people are challenging the authority of the Bishop of Rome, it is well to remind ourselves that what Christ said to Peter almost 2,000 years ago, he continues saying to Peter's successors whenever they teach the people of God. During this votive Mass of the Holy Eucharist, he might just be called to memory what things we believe or what things we accept only because they have been so declared by the Bishop of Rome. It was in the early 11th century that the first great heresy arose, questioning the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Men by the name of Berengarius, who deny that Jesus is really present in the Holy Eucharist, he was condemned by the then reigning Pope and forced to sign a confession of faith in the real presence. Read it. It is in Pope Paul VI's encyclical Mystery of Faith, Mysterium Fidei. In other words, except for the Pope, we would by now have all become heretics, denying that Jesus is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. When centuries later, in the 16th century, the Calvinists, Anglicans, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Baptists, one Protestant church after another, as they spouted into existence in the 16th century, during that revolution, they all, I repeat, all denied the real presence. There is not one Protestant church in the world, not one, that believes in the real presence. And they were one after another condemned by the Pope, and then by the Council of Trent, confirmed by the Pope. And today, when there is such widespread confusion in the Catholic world, I think I should say this because it will spark us to pray and sacrifice harder. Some months ago, a young seminarian from Chicago was sent by his mother to pleasantly I'd ever met him. So we talked, and it came typically around supper time. So, Monsignor Cush, who you may know, the chaplain at St. Mary's, and I engaged this young seminarian in conversation. He left the Chicago Seminary to join Archbishop Lefebvre's traditionalists in Connecticut. He was in the seminary there in the East. So Monsignor Cush and I asked him, why did you leave the seminary in Chicago and join what the Pope forbids? Well, he said, I couldn't watch one priest teacher after another of mine never genuflecting before the Blessed Sacrament. I wanted to be a real priest who believes in the real presence. So he left the seminary to become a priest ordained by Archbishop Lefebvre's group, as we know, of traditionalists. That's why the present Holy Father, in one document after another, urging, begging, pleading priests to respect the Blessed Sacrament, to offer Mass as Mass should be offered. Yesterday, I just happened to glance at one paragraph in an article written by a layperson. What we want is priests who, in the offer of Mass, show that they realize what they're doing. The present Holy Father is urging a realization of Christ's real presence and obedience to the rubrics in the Mass and the Eucharistic liturgy. All of this means that in the exact degree to which priests, religious, and the laity are obedient to the Bishop of Rome, to that extent, our faith in the real presence is still firm. Two terms we would seldom put together, but they should be put together. Real presence and Bishop of Rome. Let us ask our Lord really present in the Eucharist to make us realize how desperately the faith of the Catholic world depends on the teaching of the successor of Saint Peter. And if there is any article of the faith that is being tested and in so many places is being broken, it is faith in the real presence of Christ and those who realize that their faith depends on the teaching of the Bishop of Rome to first of all strengthen their own faith, yours and mine. On that Bishop of Rome depends everything we believe. Everything, everything. Beginning with the dearest article of the Catholic faith, that God became man, and as man instituted the Eucharist, and in the Eucharist, is in our midst. Anyone who challenges the authority of the Pope is challenging the true faith, because on him depends our faith, including for today our faith in the real presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.